Good morning, sweetie. Did my baby have a good night's sleep? That smile on your face sure says you did. You know, this might be turning into my favorite part of the day, watching you wake. And I think waking up is becoming one of your favorites, too. No, don't try to hide it, sweetie, because you can't. Not from me. I love watching you wake like this. Those first few moments when you're no longer under, but you're not really up yet, either. Plucked from whatever dream you were having, but still not quite here and with it. No, not just yet. All you know is that you're lying here, comfy in bed. Your bed. Some bed. Any bed. You're not really sure which it is, but that's okay, because you're not even awake enough to realize you don't know. All you know is that you're comfy and happy, and maybe, just maybe, you can feel yourself smiling. And then you shift around a bit. You curl up a little tighter under these blankies. You nuzzle into that pillow a little deeper. And then you feel it. The reason you're so happy. It's because you're wearing your collar. You know it's true. You feel that collar drag against your throat as you nuzzle into your pillow. And before you even know it, before you even start your day, you feel my hold on you, my control over you, and my affection and concern, and my deep abiding love for you, and all that yada 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 junk that isn't quite as hot to talk about. I'm right, though, aren't I? That's right, I am. You know, I said all this was just for your week off, while you're here at home all day with me, but if you want, if it really makes you this happy, I'll make you wear it every night for me. Yeah? You'd like that? I mean, I am not promising that I'll be tucking you in the way I have been every night. You know, teasing you, winding you up, working you up into such a state just to leave you hanging once I turn in. But I really would love for you to wake up like this all the time, all happy and smiley beside me. And if that means being your miss full time, and not just for a fun little stretch, I'll do it, honey. Believe me, I'd be only too happy to. Yeah? Is that what my precious pet wants? To be my sweet pet every night and day? Okay, baby. It's done. I only let you out of that thing when you have to leave the house. And depending on where you're going, maybe not even then. Oh my. Smile harder, why don't you? That was just a bit of jest. But we can totally rethink that. Anyway. In the meantime, it is your last day of vacation, so let's start it off right. I want to make you come first thing today. No goofing, so roll over. That's right, I said roll over. I want you on your hands and knees for me. That's it, good boy. Now spread those knees for me, Mm-hmm. There you go. Arch your back and stick that cute little ass out and give me all the access between these precious thighs of yours. And since all you're getting for now is a hand job, why don't you reach for the end of the table and hand me that little bottle of body oil? Good boy. I think I'm going to use just a tad more than needed. Just to make it, ooh, nice and slippery. Doesn't that feel good, baby? Yeah, it does. I know a hand job isn't much, but it's nice when I don't have to worry about icky infections, so I can oil you up as much as I like. And this oil doesn't get all sticky and tacky like lube does after a while, does it? It just leaves your cock all nice and smooth and moisturized once you absorb it all. Same with my hands. And by then, you're usually leaking just fine enough to make up the difference. See? That's it. Whimper for me. Whimper for more. Ah, fuck. I love the sound of that. You whimpering, I mean. Did you know that, baby? I really do. This isn't me play acting for your benefit. It's me. Ah, oh, fucking melting at the sound of it. Did you know that? Yeah. Well, let's play a little game. Just to see how in tune with each other we really are. I'm going to think of a number. A number between 1 and 10. And all you have to do is guess what it is. No rush. Take your time. Just enjoy yourself. Just enjoy my palm and fingers stroking all the way up and down this shaft with these fun little squeezes right here at your tip. Don't even think about numbers. Just enjoy this morning greeting from your miss as I stroke and stroke and stroke. And you just let whatever number comes to mind come to mind. And in the meantime, just enjoy your last chance to come today. Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't I say? Oh, honey. But yeah, I'm going to make you come first thing. And it's the last you get to come today. Believe me, if you had said no, if you'd told me that it was fun to wear this collar to bed every night and all the next day, day after day for your vacation and your vacation only, if you'd been like, it's not like I want to play your pet all the time, it's not like I want to be all sweet and subby for you from now on until forever, well, believe me, I would have capped your week off with all the nasty fireworks. But as it is, since you do want to be my pet day in and day out, forever and ever, well then, you can blast this one out and spend the rest of the day in servitude for me. I'll give you another chance, though. You can change your mind and say you don't want to wake up collared like this every morning, all snuggled up and owned by me, your miss. And I'll let up. And I'll call this a mere morning tease. And I'll deny you for now, so you can save that load for a really epic, mind-blowing kappa later on tonight. Or we can play our little game here. Which will it be, baby? Yeah? Oh, you really do want to play our game. Uh-huh. You want to wake up as my pet each and every morning. Want to go to bed collared every single night, with me spooning up behind you. Arm draped over your side. Hugging your chest tight to me. With my finger wrapped around that ring, clutching you nice and tight. Okay then, baby. What number am I thinking of? Oh, that's too bad. That isn't it at all. I guess we're not as in tune with each other as I thought. Although, I did pick a low number. So I guess I was kind of hoping you'd pick high like you did. Because what we're going to do now is take my 4 and multiply it with your 8. And we'll call it 32. So, it'll be 32 days that you'll have to wait until you're allowed to come again after this one. This one last. Ruined. Orgasm. Oh, did I forget to mention that? Yeah. As soon as I feel you're close, as soon as I feel you're right on the edge, as soon as I can tell that you're about to spill over, I'm gonna let go. Oh, poor baby. I mean, definitely don't stop whimpering like that. You know I love the sound of that, but don't feel bad. After all, I'm not the spry young chicken I used to be. I can't be playing the sex goddess every single night and giving it my all. Not the way I have been this past week. So we'll have to play some long games. Sometimes. Some very, very long games. And I think this is a good one to start off with. And what I think goes, doesn't it, sweet pet? That's right, it does. You like the way I think, don't you? Yeah, you do. You can't hide it from me. I can feel how much you like it building up in this cock right here. I can hear it in your moans. I can hear it in your whimpers. You love the way I think. Don't worry, honey. I won't make this last. Not at all. One short and sweet ruined hand job coming right up so you can get on with your day. There you go, honey. Oh, you're so close. And I know just how to work this cock to get you there. I know just how to choke this bass and stroke your tip with my itty-bitty strokes like this. And maybe just twist and twist and twist like this. Fuck yeah, I do. And you love it too. Don't you fucking lie to me. I can feel you loving it. So you're going to come. I know you are. And that's why I'm letting go now. That's why I'm cupping your balls back here and stroking them instead. You think I'm full of myself? Just give it a second. Just one more second. And Ah, there you go, baby. You're coming. Oh, see? Miss knows her pet so well. There. You let out all those whimpers. All those whimpers. All those shudders. All those little drops and jets of wasted cum. Good boy. Good pet. Okay. I'm going to go and put the kettle on. And I expect that's the last thing I'll have to do for myself all day long. Am I right? Yeah. Of course I'm right. But I want you to take however long you need here, okay? You let all that cum dribble out and enjoy how ruined and wasted and empty you feel. How long you'll have to wait for another chance at something better. And I stress the word chance. Just think of how amazing it's going to feel in the meantime. Waking up each morning with that collar, reminding you first thing that you're another day closer, and another day closer, and another day closer. Okay, honey? Take all the time you need. And when you're ready, when you think you have enough strength to stand again, strip the bed and start a load of laundry, okay? See you over morning tea, love.